Principles for Your Week is brought to you by Christendom College and sponsored by our Principled Society members. Watch this episode and learn more about our free classes at getprinciples.com.
Greetings from Christendom College here in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. You know, Easter is the great feast of our Christian faith. And it's important to recall how reasonable that historical truth is. And it is a historical truth. No one has ever denied the empty tomb. Never. Christ's resurrection from the dead is the only plausible explanation for the reality of that empty tomb. You know, the efforts to try to avoid this historic reality have led to a number of hypotheses, all of which really fail rational analysis. And let's look at some of those. One of the most popular, right from the very beginning, the apostles stole the body. Really? You had 16 Roman guards standing at the tomb, guarding it. And they stole the body while all those Roman guards were asleep. And those guards were only a few hundred yards from Pilate's palace. And you know what the Roman penalty was if you were a guard and you fell asleep while you're supposed to be guarding something? It was death. They didn't fall asleep. And the apostles didn't steal the body. The apostles, remember, were frightened. They were hiding. When Peter and John finally heard the report of the empty tomb, they ran to the empty tomb, and they found that the tomb was, in fact, empty, with burial cloths still lying there and the napkin neatly folded. Doesn't make any sense at all. Next thing, then, what do we look to try to avoid the fundamental reality? The Jews themselves stole the body, okay? Fundamental question, why? Why would they steal the body? Why would they have defiled themselves, particularly on a Sabbath? Touching a dead body would cause them to be defiled. Remember at the Passion, they wouldn't even go into the praetorium to see Pilate because they would have been defiled and couldn't have celebrated the Passover, all right? And of course, if they had the body and the apostles were claiming Christ rose, why not produce the body? So then let's shift to another way to avoid this fundamental earth-shaking reality. The Romans stole it, all right? If the Romans were to steal that body, they would have had to violate the tomb, violate Jewish burial customs, which would have outraged the Jews. And of course, if they had the body, if the Romans had it, why on earth would they hand it over to the Jews or just produce the body to end the whole silly story? Didn't work. So the apostles didn't steal it. The Jews didn't steal it. The Romans didn't steal it. So what do you get next? The swoon theory. This was immortalized in a ridiculous movie called The Passover Plot. And basically it said Jesus didn't really die on the cross. He was drugged. So he was nailed to the cross, but he really didn't die. So can you imagine this? He's drugged, and then his mother and Joseph of Arimathea and the others seal him in an airless tomb. And then from this airless tomb, this horribly wounded man breaks open the seal, removes the stone, eludes the Roman guards, and then appears to all of these people. It's ridiculous. But again, it shows the depths to which people are going to go in order to avoid this fundamental historical reality. One of the more recent ones that has come up that I really enjoy, the earthquake happened, and at the earthquake, a fissure was created in the tomb, and it swallowed the body up. There was an aftershock. Well, the problem is there is no fissure. No one ever reported or observed any kind of, you know, opening in the tomb in terms of a big crevice where the body would have fallen in. And if the body fell in, why didn't the linen fall in? Why was the napkin folded? It's an interesting thing about the napkin. Because, you know, the rabbis had a tradition when they would be eating a meal with their disciples. If they had finished the meal, they would leave the table and the napkin just lying, having been used, on the table. If they were planning to return to the meal and had to leave just for a brief moment, they would tape the napkin and they would fold it up. Jesus folded up the napkin because he was going to come back. He wasn't finished with his work. All right. Then in addition to that, look at the testimony to the empty tomb, the women. And of course, look at the apparitions that took place. They took place to men, took place to women, to single individuals. It took place to small groups, to two on a walk, on a journey, to a large group of 500 one time. It took place inside rooms. It took place out in the open country. And some took place in the evening. Some took place in the day, some in the afternoon. To think that all these people were lying or all these people were suffering from some type of mass illusion is absolutely ridiculous. And time and time again, to try to avoid the reality of the resurrection of our Lord, people will stoop to anything. But it's important for all of us to remember how important that is. Our faith affirms this profound truth, but reason also affirms this truth, the credibility and the absolute believability of the true historical fact that on that Easter Sunday morning, our Lord truly rose from the tomb. Christ is risen. Christ is truly risen indeed. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for listening. Amidst a culture that attacks our faith and heritage, Principles and Christendom College help Catholics to know, live, and share their Catholic faith. Together, we can spread the light of truth to help renew the church, the family, and the culture. Support this and other free and faithful Catholic content at getprinciples.com/support.